I've been trying to find the right words to express just how much fun we've had last season, our very first season here on the TCT Artist Exchange. We had the opportunity to talk to some fantastic musical artists that are out there generating their brand and their sound and their music and their vision. And we've been able to embrace their journey, and we're thrilled to assist in expressing their journey and their music. We've had some wonderfully exciting and hilarious challenges pitting contestants against each other on certain games and formats that we've been able to bring to the table. We've touched on culture and lifestyle in an effort to bring awareness to some of the everyday pitfalls and trials that we all go through. Just some of the things that unite us all globally. And we hope through our infusion of energy and dialogue and content that all of you listening out there have very much enjoyed this program. We've enjoyed presenting it to you. The one thing that we are asked very often to include more of are more live shows, more live music, more live presentations. So with that in mind, we're going to answer your call, and we're going to start season two with a live presentation of a phenomenal recording artist. So let's open up the window here at season two of the TCT Artist Exchange with the live performance by the one and only Andy Dolfer.
It's been a while,
y'all.
have some incredible fans of this program. And we have one of them on the line. She is everybody's best neighbor ever. So let's say hello to Margie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Well, now, what do you mean your phone has been acting up? What's your phone been doing?
Oh, my phone has been broken for like months. And I...
Really?
I hate to say, I have to get a new phone. This thing is so old. It's like, I dropped it a million times. It's like... It's just like, I can't even see the screen.
I can hear you loud and clear.
I am sitting in the parking lot. I'm not even home. I'm sitting in a parking lot somewhere.
You're in a parking lot?
Well, it's kind of dark and gloomy. There's a pet grooming store and a Walgreens nearby. Mm-hmm. Nothing exciting, but
dark
it's
and
okay.
gloomy, the pet grooming. Yeah, you know, are you sure you're in a parking lot or are you in the bat cave? No people around? It's just
yeah, there's no people around, really, but that's okay. Yeah.
So we caught you in the middle of planning a caper, huh? Well, we're not quite sure what's going on, but Margie, we want you to stay safe out there in your car in the middle of the night in a dark parking lot. Well, Marge, since you're out there by your lonesome, let's talk about bad house guests. In our conversations, you had some experiences with some house guests that kind of, you know, pushed the envelope. First of all, I got to ask you, what's the proper etiquette for house guests coming to your house? Are you welcome to getting a phone call where, you know, a friend of yours, family member, or somebody from your, you know, from your past, it calls you up and say, hey, you know, I'm going through a bit of a spot. I need somewhere to hang out. You got any space for me? I mean, do you welcome that kind of call or is that like a major turnoff right away?
Oh, no, that's fine. That is fine. I have those calls a lot.
Do you?
And I just say, yes, as long as you don't expect a clean house or any food, because most of the time I don't have food.
Okay, bring your own running water, right? Okay.
Yes. I'm like, you are welcome to stay, but it will not be perfection. You know?
Okay, so what kind of responses do you get when you say, hey, you know, you might want to bring your own food and...
Yes, no, I have a lot of guests who do bring their own food, and a lot of them like to bring their own vodka because they only drink Tito's, and they, you know,
okay.
I say bring whatever you want.
Is that more of a matter of them bringing their own, or you're not really wanting to share your vodka? I mean, you open up your home, but your vodka is yours.
I share everything.
I know.
Honest
you do.
To God, my house is your house, but just don't expect it to be like really clean, neat, tidy. And, you know, I don't really have a lot of food. I'm one person. And what scares me, though, is because I do have, sometimes I have two or at one time three friends that came together, they actually, oh my gosh, they actually started bringing coolers inside. And
really?
In the coolers, they had like their fruit, they had avocados, they had like guacamole, who knows what they had, you know, like all stuff that I normally don't eat.
Okay.
And I just kept saying, I looked at it, I said, how long are you guys staying for? You know, like.
Either that or they came to tailgate. But you're a very welcoming person, so people feel comfortable and feel warm around you. And I'm sure wherever you are, whether it's your home or whether you're out with folks, they feel at home with you, you know. So yeah, I can see folks bringing coolers, bringing kids, bringing neighbors, bringing their taxes, all to you. and you'll be a very welcoming a host. What about those house guests that, you know, haven't really settled right with you, that may have come in and, you know, caused a stir or overstayed their welcome or just were problematic or... Was there anything that has bugged you about any of your house guests? Can you remember a time?
Yes. But, you know, I get over it and I find laughter in it. So
wonderful.
I had a friend and she's a little crazy. I went out. I don't know where I was and she didn't come out. And I remember walking in the house and everything was out of my freezer, and she decided she was going to clean out my freezer.
Really?
And she started throwing out things that, like, she's like, that's too old. This is too old. You don't have a date on this. And I just said, oh, my gosh, what the heck are you doing?
She got the auntie complex where, you know, the aunties come in and they clear out everything and they look under your beds and stuff and into your closet. Wow. So what did you say?
I just said, oh my gosh. I said, you're kind of messing up my system. I said, I appreciate your help, but you really don't need to do that. And I said, you know, it's been on my list for a long time. I just didn't get to it yet.
You resolved that with the genteel, diplomatic observance of the situation. It wasn't any, you know, rise to tidings and, hey, what the hell are you doing? And, you know.
Oh, no. It was just, it was a laugh.
Yeah, such
know?
A good heart. So in game to that situation was what? She threw things out and then restocked your freezer, or she just...
No, she thought she was being helpful.
Yeah.
But then the other thing that kind of threw me was, okay, so I have this spare bedroom that's really just for my guests.
Uh-huh.
And I have this, like, I don't know, one of these, like, mattress toppers. It's, like, kind of like a memory foam thing on top of the bed.
Sounds comfortable, yeah.
And it's so comfortable. And,
oh,
like,
it's
on that bed so that everybody's comfortable. So one day, okay, my friend is sleeping really late. I was like, why is she sleeping so late? Oh, there were two. I had two friends in that room. I know that sounds weird, but, you know.
Okay, by them sleeping yet late, you must be indicating that you're pretty much an early riser. Is that?
Yeah, I'm an early riser. And I'm trying to be really quiet and everything. And so I just was getting concerned. I'm like, gosh, it's like so late. So I opened up the door and... this mattress topper was off the bed on the floor.
I mean,
it's kind of big.
What was going on with that?
It was like, I couldn't sleep last night with this thing. I had to rip it off the bed. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Wow.
Like, kind of like a hurricane came through my house.
Well, she put it back on in the morning, right? Or...
Oh, yes. And she's very good about, like, so not only, like, did she put it back on before she leaves, she always wants to, like, take the sheets off, wash the sheets, okay, put them back on the bed. I say, no, just, you know, just leave them on the floor. That's fine, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I've had a lot of strange things happen.
It sounds like it. It sounds like that you've had a guest for every occasion. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
People bringing coolers, folks taking toppers off the beds.
Yeah.
As long as they don't touch your vodka, they can do whatever.
They can do whatever. No, they can do that. Honestly, I'll share. I will share. But
No.
I just say take what you get and don't get upset, because sometimes you can come and I'll have a lot of food and sometimes there won't be anything, nothing. So, you know, it's like, yeah.
Do you ever get the type of guest that will try to give you advice?
Yes.
What kind of advice have you gotten from a house guest?
Oh, yeah, the whole smoking thing. And, you know, I'm very considerate. I go outside most of the time, or in my garage, one or the other. Yeah, and I say, yeah, I agree. It's not good for me, but, like, you do a lot of things that aren't good for you. So, you know.
Wow. Yeah.
Now you get that kind of advice, or I'll get advice such as, you don't need to do this to your house, or... you should throw this couch away and buy a new one. You know, stuff like I already know.
Yeah. And what you normally turn it around to, whatever the advice is, if it's critical to a humorous situation or you try to find.
Yeah, I'll
levity.
Be like, oh, yeah, next time you come, you can bring me a couch.
Very cool. There you go. See, there's a special way to treat house guests, whether they cross the line or, you know, there is a technique that you've mastered the technique of handling house guests. So you must be great company in that environment. So all you guys out there wanting to hang out at Margie's Airbnb, make sure you bring your own food, make sure you bring your own vodka, and don't take the topper off the bed. Thanks, Margie. We'll be right back. We're absolutely thrilled that you all are joining us on the first episode of season two here on the TCT Artist Exchange. We have some fantastic projects being included in the next few episodes. One of the things that we'll be doing is we'll be on tour with the fantastic New Men of Soul. They're voted the best classic soul group of 2024. This is a nine-piece band that does Motown and classic soul like you've never heard before, with their special guest, Rare Elegance. So if you see them on tour in an area near you, come on out and see them. They are just fantastic. In the near future, we have an interview with the incredible Dan Harris. Dan Harris is an artist, the bass player, guitarist, songwriter, producer, who's played with just about everybody from the Jersey Shore. And he's making a big splash with his newest release. And he's going to talk to us on the next episode, so make sure that you tune in. He's got a unique style and brand to his music, so I'm sure you'll find that interesting. So tune in when we have Dan Harris on the next episode. One of the craziest things we did during last season was we introduced our sporting challenge for American football, NFL football, that we called the Helmet Bowl. We had participants call in and select helmets representing the teams of their choice. And these helmets representing the teams vied for the most wins in a complete season. Very interesting challenge, exciting season. And this was a co-ed challenge, so we had both women and men involved in the challenge. And what we found out, that as fans, they are on equal footing. Women know just as much about the sport of football than men do. Men merely think they know more. Here's how last season turned out. This challenge boiled down to the very last game, the Super Bowl. Heading into the Super Bowl, there were two helmets tied with the same amount of wins: the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. And in our challenge, there were two fans of the Kansas City Chiefs and one fan for the Philadelphia Eagles. And what an interesting development. Let's take a listen.
Started off by saying the Rams suck, the Eagles definitely suck, and the Queens suck, and the Titans suck, and Browns Ravens suck.
Okay, so you're coming out the box strong. So are there any good teams?
Huh? Yeah, the Cowboys. The Cowboys.
The Cowboys. Hey, I don't know if I would, with what's going on, I don't know if I would want to be known as America's team. That's a liability now. Hey, them Titans got the number one pick in the draft this year. They got the number one pick. The league is looking at giving the Titans the first four picks. The league wants a little parity. It's amazing that with all of our supposed football knowledge, all of the fellas that were in the bowl, as men, you know, we proudly come in with a lot of pride and feeling for that we are very skilled in knowing football and supporting our teams and stuff like that. But oddly enough, this year, a woman won the Helmet Bowl. Okay.
She just didn't hurt swan it. She just bet some money on it. She just hurt
swan it. Oh, okay. Well, I want you both to say hello to this year's winner of the Helmet Bowl. Anita, how are you?
Because you are losers. Does that need me?
You guys are haters.
They really are. They really are. Season's over and they're still here.
Hey, all the people you could have got on the phone. Why you here, huh?
Because she's doing the. She persevered in the challenge. She stood over all the fellas and listened to the yak that everybody was talking all year, jumping on her team, and look what happened, fellas.
And look, she reigned on top.
That's
look at that.
That's women. That's woman power right there. That's woman power.
So next year, you guys have a chance to win again.
Well, I mean, personally, I have to hand it to Anita. She's more than a fan. Her place was totally decked out all season long. Every time the Eagles came on, all the Eagles gear came out. And
win or lose.
I mean, flags, banners, blankets, mugs, hats, dressed down with the haberdashery head to toe. So you walked into your house, you felt you were walking into Philadelphia. So congratulations.
Anita, y'all not going to win your division this year.
Of course not.
Why not?
We all know the Cowboys not. The Cowboys don't wind up winning that division this year. It's gonna be the Cowboys.
You don't think the Giants have something to say with Russell Wilson?
No. Only if they play the Jets 13, John.
Oh, man. You guys are brutal. You guys are brutal. Anita, there will be a lot of folks gunning for you in the Helmet Bowl this year, so be prepared for all the chatter, all the haters.
They might as well start calling us America's team.
Okay. Wow, not only do you suffer the beatdown, but they want to take your title from you, kid.
You was going right back to the store.
Wow. Well, good job, Anita. Congratulations. But you know, everybody's gunning for you this coming season, so be ready for it.
I'm ready for it.
We're coming at you from all sides.
I know you are.
I'll be suited, booted, and ready.
There you go. She's got a whole year to gloat, though.
Have y'all played Carolina yet?
We didn't play them last year. I think we played them the year before.
And I knew y'all beat them, of course. They looked losing in the last. So what you say to y'all after you beat them?
Nothing? Sorry, honey. Would you like another Corona?
Okay. He said it, so he said no thanks and walked into the ginger brew lab. You know, that's always an interesting dynamic when married couples go for different teams, you know, for the most part. Couples tend to be supportive of the same team, but the dynamic changes greatly when they have adverse teams. So we're looking forward to seeing how that's going to play out during the season. But
we'll be fine.
Okay. Wow. We'll be getting the couch ready.
The Commanders, they were looking good last year.
Yeah.
That boy's too light. He's too light. He's going to get hurt this year. They're gonna rack him up. He's too light. Yeah, that's his only problem. I don't know. They might put him on some kind of weight gain program. He's getting a little bit of weight. Yeah, but he'd be awesome with a little more weight on.
Yeah, in a year's time, one offseason, he's not going to come out like Fat Albert, man. It's just not gonna
happen. You can't. A quarterback takes a lot of hits, man.
Especially if they're deaf.
I was about to say, hey, Reno.
Please, you don't say that.
Don't you have a casserole in the oven or something?
No.
We look forward to this season. A lot of chatter season two here on the TCT Artist Exchange. And good luck in this year's Helmet Bowl, man. It's going to be fun. We're going to check the schedule and see who plays who, where they play, and all of that. And we'll get back and we'll talk about some of this stuff further as we go along.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be, you know, everybody wants retribution. And we all want them equal.
Yes. Yes.
So.
I don't need retribution.
Yeah. Good luck to everybody.
Fly, Eagle, fly.
Oh, bye. Not this time.
Bye.
I must say, it's good to be back here in season two of the TCT Artist Exchange. We want to thank the great neighbor Margie for stopping by and chatting with us and letting us know her thoughts on Bad House Guests. We want to thank the Helmet Bowl crew for such a great season last year and their anticipation of an even better one this year. We listened to music from the musical genius of Ashford and Simpson. And we're going to close out today's episode with another live performance from the same artist that opened the show, the amazing Candy Dolfer. So thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you.